Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Fajewski, play going nowhere. Five to shoot. Fajewski step back. Has to take a jumper off a dribble, and he hit it. Nothing but net for Brandon Fajewski.
Ooh, that was a tough shot, too.
Tough shot and a clutch shot by Brandon Fajewski. 108-105, Warriors lead. Another convert, Tom. Another convert.
No,
Brandon Fajewski has the headset on, and Brandon, a little bit of a tough game tonight. But give them, we were just talking about the Raptors a moment ago. Give them some credit because, boy, they played hard tonight.
Yeah, that's two games in a row. We came out playing bad in the third quarter. played bad in the third quarter and led teams back in. And, you know, it's a lesson throughout these last three games. No matter who's on the floor, no matter what their record is, they're NBA players, and everybody else out there on the floor for them, trying to make a name for themselves and get their money too. So we can't take anything for granted. I think if we fix the third quarters, we'll be winning by 15 to 20.
I think that's a good point. The third quarter has been an issue the last couple of nights, but when you're on a night off day like last night, when you're home, are you scoreboard watching? Are you checking in on games that matter to the Warriors?
Oh, yeah. We got a favor from, I think, Portland and New Orleans.
Yep, Pelicans.
I think they beat the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves, which are both ahead of us. So that's big. We got a full game up now since we won tonight. And we get to play the Grizzlies on this road trip. And so it's long road trips, I think 15 days. So we just got to be locked in. There's going to be a lot of distractions, obviously, where we're going, big-time cities. But we just got to find a way to win every single game. Especially the ones that are tiebreakers against opponents ahead of us.
What's been the overall difference that you can see and feel when you're on the court or even watching since Jimmy's been here?
I think he just draws so much attention, and he's super pass-first mentality. In a lot of ways, kind of similar to Luka. Teams are hesitant to put two on the ball because they know they're going to make the right read, and that's something we didn't have before. And so for him, we know that teams are going to have to start putting two on him, and then he always just makes the simple play, which makes it a lot easier for each one of us. And so we're just blessed and super thankful to have him.
All right, I know you're a big baseball fan. Give me a read on Gary's Red Sox hat with the backward B.
Is he out here?
He was just next to you.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even see it.
You didn't even see it? Okay, nah. You'll have to give me a report next time you see it.
I'm a Brewers fan through and through, so if you wearing something else besides a Brewers fan, Brewers hat, I don't care.
They got sweet. Brewers do have the sweet logo, the M and the B with their love. That's pretty sweet.
Yes, sir.
Well, Brandon, congratulations. Another good night. 34 minutes of work, 15 points. You had three boards, an assist, and a steal, and kept things calm out there. Well done.
Appreciate you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Brandon.
Brandon Fajewski, our guest, 117 to 114 was the final, and the Warriors get the win tonight.
Just yet.
Night, night.
Well, the Warriors with a win tonight over the Toronto Raptors, 117 to 114. They made 19 threes.
Or you can just eavesdrop on our call.
Yeah.
So I'll probably talk to him on the way home.
Tom will brief the coach on his way home.
It's funny because they'll call. We'll probably talk about the Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I never want to hear about, by the way, because I'm not. You know, me and you both probably.
How are your Angels looking?
Please, come on.
Sorry,
my Angels. Let's get back to the Warriors.
I knew what he was doing.
Both you guys have at least some optimism.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. Oh,
at least you guys have optimism.
It's all downhill.
Look, tonight's game was really Let's go back to the first half, where Pajemski, Green, and Post were hitting all those threes.
Right.
That's where they won the game. The Raptors shot a higher percentage. The Raptors had more field goals. The Raptors only had four less free throw makes. It was the threes. The Raptors only had 10. They shot 40%, but they only shot 25. And the Warriors shot the same, 40%, but they shot 47 threes, so they made 19 of them. That was the game. I mean, the Raptors obliterated the Warriors in the paint, 58-30. And like I was saying, they were getting to the rim. They were getting to that little 8 to 12 foot shot right there in the middle of the paint. They played their butts off.
I was impressed by them.
I really was too.
And I think if you're the Raptor coaching staff or you're a Raptor fan, you just gotta say, you know what, our team played well tonight, and you know it wasn't enough tonight, but it's you know with a full squad, that's gonna be a pretty tough team next year.
No, I'm with you. And you get Ingram back and get a draft pick.
And I think the other team, if they add a couple of shooters and get Suggs healthy, Orlando could be a pain too.
Yeah,
they need a couple of shooters, but if they can add a shooter or two and get Suggs healthy, they're gonna be.
Well, they needed shooters last year,
yeah,
and they didn't really address that this year going forward. But no, I agree with you because, Suggs isn't a shooter, but he's certainly a really good defensive guard and a guy that can get to the paint. But look, as we've seen over the last couple nights with the Warriors losing to the Nuggets and the T-Wolves, you know, dropping one to the Pacers, and who else was it?
The Pelicans.
Pelicans, yeah, the Pelicans. Like, no, I shouldn't say, like, the Pelicans, like, you can't lose to them at home. Zion was playing, and McCullough was playing. So, I mean, and those guys are very, very, very capable NBA players. So, and one can be dominant. Well, I guess both of them could be dominant when they're rolling. But still, those are the ones, like, you have to win. Just like this was one you had to win. You didn't have to win it by 15, 20, 25, just whatever. You just win the game and move on. So, I mean, I was impressed by both teams. The Warriors' ability to just kind of hang on and gut it out and win the game, especially the last quarter and a half or so without Steph. And we'll see where that goes, too. We'll see how available he's going to be in the coming days. And I'm sure we'll know more tomorrow when they run some tests. Again, I don't want to speculate, but I will, like anybody else. It just looked like a tailbone. Like he grabbed his tailbone, and we were talking about it during the break. We both have experiences with hitting our tailbone, and it hurts. Like it really hurts, and it gets really stiff really quick. It's not something that you're concerned about when you have it, but, man, it hurts. And the only reason I'm saying that is because, one, I know, and then, two, I saw him grab his tailbone, like right where the tailbone is.
You just hope it's not a dented can.
You don't want a dented can.
No.
No one wants a dented can.
Right.
Yeah, you just take that to the recycle center and just get rid of that.
If it's just the soft tissue, then, it's just a matter of pain.
Yep.
But if it's something else. Then,
yep. So we'll see. I mean, we'll know more tomorrow, but no, I mean, hell of a homestand.
Oh, man.
6-1. A great homestand.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, would you love to have a Denver game? Of course. But, hey, 6-1 homestand. Anybody's going to take a 6-1 homestand.
And if you looked at that and had no foresight that Denver was going to have all those guys out,
mm-hmm.
and you're playing Denver-Milwaukee back-to-back, you take a split there.
Yep.
And just like at the end of this road trip that's coming up, it ends in L.A., and the reward for going out for 2 weeks is to come right back home and play the same day.
Yep.
So you'll land at 1 o'clock in the morning and then play that night against Denver.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
And that, again, if you look at those two, and if both teams are reasonably healthy that you're playing and you're reasonably healthy, a split, you'll take a split there. I mean,
yeah.
Because.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's a tough, that's a tough three-game stretch. Memphis, Lakers, Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really tough three-game stretch. And because I was looking at the schedule, and I was thinking, man, I hope we get some extension away from the Clippers, because the Clippers got a pretty easy schedule coming down the stretch. But then I said, you know what? There's no sense of looking at schedules, because everybody does it.
Well,
win, 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 lose, lose, win. You can't do that this time of year, because there are going to be games like the Knicks go to Charlotte today and just get whacked in Charlotte. Indiana almost lost to the Nets, who I'm going to tell you right now, you want to talk about coaches who aren't coaching a really good team but are really good coaches? Fernandez is a really good coach.
Yeah.
That guy can coach.
Mike Brown told me about him about 4 or 5 years ago, said, you got to watch this guy. He's going to be a hell of a coach.
He can coach, yeah. But the Pacers barely got out of there alive. Like, I know Halliburton was out, but everybody else was playing. So
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Well, it's your show. I'm just here. Go ahead.
It's not my show. but we do want to look at the schedule if you know what day the game's on. That's what
Was I here or was I not? Oh, that's why he wanted to get it back.
Up, didn't he?
So he could crack me. Oh, can I get it back so I can crack you real quick? Thank you. I appreciate that. I think he's having a good time with it too. Make sure you breathe, okay? No, like my dad.
Oh.
My dad laughed so hard one time. He was in the chair, he's laughing at something, and he just passed out.
Oh.
And he slid out of the chair, and I was like 9. I was like so scared. I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? And I think I ran the other way. I was like just kind of like freaking out. And my mom's like, just let me get him to breathe. Let me get him to breathe. So I sat him up, and he breathed, and he was fine. But I was like, after that, I kept telling my dad, don't laugh so hard, okay? And if you're going to laugh, breathe. Just
Tim,
breathe
just
for me, okay?
You traumatized Tommy. No,
sorry.
Bad memory.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Very bad
I apologize.
Memory. Well, I won't have to worry about Dave for a couple weeks now. A
couple weeks now, yeah.
You have to, but I don't. I'll be sitting home listening to you.
So what are your thoughts on this road trip before I let you go?
We'll see what happens to Steph, right? But if Steph can't play, let's say in a couple of them, who knows? I'm just speculating here. Nice to have Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Right? Nice to have Jimmy Butler on the team because he's a guy. Although I did think when Steph went out, the offense kind of got sticky. Right, it was like him and Kuminga were taking turns, mostly Butler, but Kuminga would take the ball, hold it, pound it, hold it. And then what happens is if you do that, because I've been on teams like that, everybody just stands around because they know you're not looking to pass it. So everybody just stands around. It's like, I'm not going to cut because why am I going to cut? Because they're not going to pass it to me. And you just stand on the weak side. And that's not the Warrior offense. The Warrior offense is built on ball movement, player movement. So it did get sticky in the fourth, but it is nice to have a guy that can control the tempo of the game offensively, defensively, can be a stopper, can grab rebounds, can just do the things necessary to win a basketball game, and he is that guy. But, you know, they're playing some teams. They're going to be missing some players, but, you know, it's the NBA. They're going to be playing the Spurs. You're like, oh. Well, nice. No Fox, no Wemby. They just beat somebody a couple nights ago and beat him fairly handily.
Yeah, Mamo Kelishvili.
Exactly. But they got players. Chris Paul's still playing. Vassell's still playing. Like, they got guys.
Castle.
Castle? Yeah, Castle's going to be good. I like him. So, you know, what is it? 6-game roadie?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? So, you know, 4-2, I think, is what you'd like. I mean, well, you'd like 6-0, but if you go 4-2, I think that's solid on a 6-game road trip. Usually 3-3, but this time of year, looking at everybody behind you and ahead of you, you'd love to go like 4-2. Like, I think 4-2, you take that and move on, regardless of who they're playing. But yeah, they've been playing some good ball. I think the vibes are good right now, and especially since Butler's got here, so. That's really all I'm looking for. Is just keep playing the way they're playing, find ways, and get 4 wins. 4 wins, and that I think that'll be solid. Because to me, it's not so much about moving up. Would it be nice? Yeah, but let's say you get to 5. Is 4 going to be that much easier than 3? When you don't even know who 4 and 3 are going to be right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? Could be the Lakers at 4. Could be the Lakers at 2. Could be Denver. Could be Memphis. I mean, who knows who it's going to be. Really, it's just about staying ahead of the Clippers and the T-Wolves at this point.
Exactly, yeah.
And then the last game of the year, against the Clippers.
Here.
So that could be a barn burner. If that means something. And all the Clippers have to do is be within one game of the Warriors because they have the tiebreaker on them.
Correct.
So that's where they're at with that. So, like, it's a fun time of year. Because you get to bounce around and look at what the other teams are doing, and how did they lose, they win, you pick up a half a game, you lose a half a game. And just 6, that's it. So you don't have to. I think 7 would be fine, but why take any chances? So 6, 5, whatever, to me it doesn't make that much of a difference, but just as long as you stay ahead of the play-in game.
All righty then. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
When do you take off?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, yep.
First game of the road trip is New Orleans?
Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I knew that, I think. Maybe.
Atlanta.
Ricochet.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, dude.
He's played well.
Does the team still go to Friedman's? The shoe place?
You know, I haven't heard much about Friedman's lately.
I don't even know if it's still there. We used to go when I was playing for the Warriors.
Right, everybody used to go.
Yeah, that used to be one of the trips that you would take as a team. You take two trips.
But I guess it's not the Atlanta establishment I thought you were going for.
No. Not a strip joint, RC. More your style. I used to go to the shoe shop. And then Portland, we'd go to the Nike shop.
Right.
You know, we'd get on the bus, go to the Nike shop, load up the boxes, and everybody's good. But in Freedman's, it's a shoe shop. And I still remember going there for the first time. Manute got a pair of, like, 21 alligator shoes.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
I go, what'd you just do? Take the head and tail off that thing and give it to him? those things are massive. Massive, and they were like $500 or something like that for a pair of those alligator shoes. I'm like, $500? Hey, you got to be kidding me! You're paying $500 for that? And he'd get them in the colors. Like Manute was so good. So we used to fly commercial, and he would always have the bulkhead seat in the aisle,
so
he could stick his legs into the galley there. And he would have like a maroon suit or a green suit, like a dark green suit, and it was like no stripes, no nothing. It was maroon from head to toe, and then it'd be like a pair of maroon alligator shoes. And I always used to ask, "Go, Manute, there are maroon alligators out there? I've never seen one of those." Oh, you stupid, Tommy! You stupid. he was so funny. I loved him. I loved playing with him. He was a great teammate. But yeah, so everybody would go. Like everybody would load on this bus and go to Freedman, and everybody get their shoes for the year and maybe the next 2 years. I think about one pair lasts me like 4 years. I'm like, I ain't spending like $1,500 on shoes. As you can tell, I'm not a huge clothes horse.
No, I never would have known that.
You wouldn't think I'd go to a shoe store and spend like $1,500. I still wouldn't do that now. Give me the Vans I got on my $70, good to go. Leather last 3 years, I'm solid.
There you go. I gotta go home and pack my shoes.
I gotta go home and watch TV.
Thank you.
All right, see you.